cinéphile.
Dans la vie, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that?
Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
Cinéphile, Roslyn Hyams.
Hello and welcome to Cinephile. The 71st Cannes Film Festival is over and we're already looking forward to the 72nd. Among the films in the official festival selection were some gems, mainly, but not only the ones which won the Palms this year. First and foremost, Kore-eda Hirokazu's Shoplifters deserved its Golden Palm. The only film missing from the Palm winners list was Leto or Summer, about lust for life and freedom through rock music from the other side of the Iron Curtain in the Soviet Union in the late 1970s. Kirill Serebrennikov's black and white film did win the prize for Best Sound, a sidebar award now in its third year, presented with the blessing of the Cannes Film Festival by the French Multimedia Authors Society. Two of the three women filmmakers vying for the Golden Palm won awards this year. Capharnaüm by Nadine Labaki from Lebanon is one of them. Set in a poor area in the capital Beirut, Labaki hits out against child abuse, poverty and the treatment of migrants, especially women, in her film. She makes a real-life Syrian refugee teenager into a tough little hero with a heart-rending sense of responsibility on screen. In Capharnaüm, Zayn faces a judge who wants to know why the boy is taking his parents to court. Zayn is moreover serving a prison sentence for stabbing a man who abused his sister and caused her death. The bold child tells the judge he wants his parents to answer for having brought him into the world. It's a world where they and their children are not only hungry, but marginalised and condemned to an accumulation of misery. Radio Dwalia's Misha Khalili spoke to Labaki just after she won her prize at Cannes in May and heard her heartfelt reasons for making the film.
I'm surely proud and happy, but at the same time, I feel a big responsibility towards all those people who gave me their hearts and souls, who agreed to express themselves through this film. I can't but think about them now. I can't but hope that I will not disappoint them because they are pinning a lot of hope on this film. When I was filming, I dreamt that my story would change something in those children's lives. Most of them are still living in the street. I think about them here in Cannes, where there's luxury, happiness, achievement, and recognition. I hope that this film, or an award like this, helps their voices reach even further, because a festival like Cannes may make that happen.
So two Palm Award winners out of this year's eight were women. The festival's executive director, Thierry Frémaux, is adamant that the films are selected on merit and not out of concern for gender parity. Not only under the auspices of the jury chair, Australian actress Kate Blanchett, but parity and diversity became watchwords throughout the festival. Lucas Daunt won the Golden Camera, the Caméra d'Or, for a first feature. His film called Girl, set in Daunt's native Belgium, raises questions about gender. Lara, who's played by Victor Polster, wants to become a girl to be a female ballet dancer. It was part of the Un Certain Regard, a particular vision section of the Cannes Festival. Lucas Daunt.
As with Victor, we really wanted to shoot all the dance scenes in a documentary way. It was necessary that he did his own point shoes. So he had to have a training of 3 months, which were extremely intensive for him, which were in a way actually a mirror of the film. Because Lara in the film, she really starts trying to dance on point and making this work. And actually Victor did the same. It was amazing what he achieved because he really, really wanted to do it like Lara. When I wanted scenes in which it didn't succeed, it was hard for him because as a dancer, he always wanted to dance as perfectly as possible. So it was hard for him to understand that sometimes I wanted him to fail also. My question that really rose during making this film was that in our society, From when you're born, immediately you get categorized in this category boy, girl, even before you know yourself, even before you know what's around you. For a lot of people that works, and that's very good. But for another group of people, that really doesn't work. So I hope that we arrive one day at a point in which people can really all embrace their bodies. But it's not, it transcends the transgender topic, because I think all of us universally have a very complex, or can have a very complex relationship with our bodies. I think that's what makes Girl a universal film. It's able to connect to a lot of people because of that, I think.
Thank you very much, Lucas Daunt, for speaking to us today. We wish you all the very best with your film, Girl.
Thank you so much.
Lucas Daunt's Girl also won the Sidebar Queer Palm Award for an outstanding LGBT film.
Ça tourne. Cinefire, RFI's main feature.
My name is Ajatashatru Lawash Patel.
Now, The Fakir's Extraordinary Journey, a Franco-Indian co-production, was more discreet in its presence at Cannes, promoted by Sony. The plot is based on a novel by Romain Puertolas called The Extraordinary Journey of the Fakir, who got trapped in an IKEA cupboard. Franco-Argentine star Berenice Bejo plays a key role alongside Danush in a rom-com full of one-liners and unlikely encounters and dance routines in hot air balloons in Paris, Rome, Mumbai, the UK, Spain, and in a desert where the hero enchants would-be migrants.
You all are illegal immigrants?
And you are not?
I'm a tourist.
Travelling in a wardrobe.
I met director Ken Scott in time for the Fakir's opening in Paris on May the 31st.
Exactly 2 years ago, I got a call from a producer friend that was in Cannes at the festival and asked me if he could give my phone number to Luc Bossé, who was the producer of The Extraordinary Journey of the Fakir. And so they sent me the book and they sent me a first draft script, because I'm a director but I'm also a writer, and so that I could work on the script and bring a bit of my comedy to the project.
Did you just add the comedy, a lot of which is satire, a lot of which is crossing that threshold of political correctness?
I wanted this to be a journey. I wanted it to be somewhat of a fable. For me, it was to build a script, to build a structure where I could rapidly bounce from idea to idea. And I guess that's what the tone of the movie is we're going from surprise to new surprise, and then as soon as we've understood one concept, we're already into another. And I wanted to be very close to that main character that's basically in pretty much all the scenes, and to make sure that the comedy was also there.
There is the love interest, a romantic tale as well that's very charming, but also migrants. A lot of films we're seeing at the moment are in one way or another talking about migrant issues and the kind of humiliating circumstances and physical hardship that they undergo. How did you think about incorporating these very delicate issues and tough issues into what is being called a feel-good movie?
Yes, it is a feel-good movie, and the book was like that also, where we have these situations that are comedic, and we have these characters also that bring comedy, but behind all of that there's this theme, and we talk about migrants, but with a light touch, I would say. And so, for me, it's not a political movie, but it just sheds some light on a situation, and it gets people thinking, and it especially gets people thinking that, well, these migrants are just another version of ourselves. And I think if people can think about migrants in those terms, I think the movie has accomplished something.
Where did you find your actors?
We were casting throughout the world. And we have this main character, Danush, who's from India, but then we have Erin Moriarty, who's from the United States. We've got Sarah-Jeanne Labrosse, who's from Canada. We've got Berenice Bejo from France, Gérard Jugnot, all great actors.
And Berenice Bejo, a great dancer.
Berenice Bejo did such a great Bollywood number. For Berenice, it was a lot of work just to get into that type of rhythm.
And those who play the migrants, are they all professional actors?
when we were shooting in Belgium, for example, they were actually migrants. This was their first job in the country. That definitely brought some heart and some truth to the project. I guess that's why we do movies. I do movies to actually learn.
Ken Scott, we wish you all the very best with the Fakir's extraordinary journey.
Thank you.
Chance is everything. We play with the hand it deals us. And these are the cards chance dealt me.
The Fakir's extraordinary journey is set to release in a dozen European countries in June, July and December. And that's all we have time for this month in Cinéphile on RFI. I'll be back with Samuel Collardet, the French film director with a penchant for extreme situations, whose film is about a Danish farmer's son who quits the family farm to become a teacher in an outlying community in Greenland. It's called Une année polaire, a polar year. It also releases in France at the end of May. From me, Roslyn Himes, and until next time, goodbye.
On est pas bien, là?